This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tomorrow, it'll be a year since 143 million American consumers learned that their data had been hacked from the giant credit reporting company Equifax. Steps were taken, accounts were frozen, and consumer inconveniences were imposed. Corporate inconveniences? Fewer. Marketplace's Renata Sago has that one.
When news broke out about the massive Equifax data breach, Yanely Espinal acted quickly. She applied for a complimentary credit freeze from the company.
I was just like nervous about it. I was like, oh boy, like hundreds of thousands of people's information. You never know.
She's still frozen and says now her information feels safer. And she has no plans to apply for a loan or need the credit check that would be required to get it. So she's good. Ron Pinnock, he's also still frozen. First, last March, he froze with Equifax and then paid for a freeze from the two other credit reporting agencies, TransUnion and Experian. Frozen is where he wants to be.
I don't see myself unfreezing it anytime soon, just because there are still so many other institutions that are getting hacked.
When it comes to help for consumers after a data breach, Chi-Chi Wu, staff attorney with the National Consumer Law Center, says the credit freeze approach, well,
basically, that's been it.
Wu's credit is frozen. So is her husband's and her son's.
I had them frozen even before the Equifax data breach. I had my wallet stolen and I was like, that's it.
And after the breach, she decided to keep the freeze in place. And the story's not over. Lawsuits against Equifax are moving through the courts in many states. If your information was hacked, you might even be part of a class action lawsuit. Unless you opt out and sue Equifax on your own. I'm Renata Seiko for Marketplace.